This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Moctezuma. Date of birth, January the 7th, 2005. Case ID number is 7440379. Date of exam, December the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Reddy's Children's Clinic. That's R-E-D-D-Y apostrophe S. Dated 12/20/2020, comma, 10/24/22, and 3/14/22. Identifying information, this is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spastic hemiplegic cerebral palsy, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease with bleeding slash chronic gastritis, and decreased vision slash myopia bilaterally. The claimant is present. The claimant has never worked except occasionally for cutting grass and making extra money. He is presently in the 12th grade in high school and is making A's and B's. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents, and he plans to go to college to study to be a pharmacist. He has received Social Security benefits for approximately 6 years. Allegation number one, spastic hemiplegic cerebral palsy. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease with bleeding slash chronic gastritis. And number three, decreased vision slash myopia bilaterally. History of allegations. Number one, spastic hemiplegic cerebral palsy. The claimant states that since birth, he has been diagnosed with a right hemiparesis slash plegia from cerebral palsy. For many years, he had mild right-sided decreased balance and problems with his vision. His speech is normal, and his mental status is normal. There are no seizures or syncopal episodes. The claimant has a mild right upper and lower extremity weakness, but no decrease in balance at this time. But he does have continued problems with his eye vision. His speech is normal. He has a normal mental status. And he did have one seizure in 2023, which is being closely observed. He is not being treated for that. He denies any syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 5 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, and he does not need an assistive device. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes, and lift approximately 125 pounds above his head. He was diagnosed with a spastic right-sided hemiparesis cerebral palsy, which is mild at this time. Number two, gastroesophageal reflux disease slash chronic gastritis with bleeding. The mother states that since birth, the claimant has had gastroesophageal reflux disease, at one time also having chronic gastritis with bleeding. At the present time, he denies any kind of abdominal pain. And the only symptoms he has is occasional constipation. He has had melena from the constipation and hard stools. The claimant works out, and he has lost 15 pounds in the last year, but he works out in a gym and appears to be in shape. He was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, chronic gastritis with bleeding, which has resolved. He is presently on no medications, has had no surgery, and has had no symptoms at this time. His condition is stable. Allegation number 3, the mother states that since birth, the claimant has had problems with nearsightedness. The mother denies any problems with glaucoma, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, or trauma. He does have a mild right upper and lower cerebral palsy. He has difficulty with both eyes secondary to myopia bilaterally. He does wear glasses at this time. He states his night vision and peripheral vision are very good. He was diagnosed with bilateral myopia. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/15. The mother states that he is pending surgery for myopia, but he has to be 20 years of age in order to have the surgery performed. At the present time, his vision is corrected with glasses, and he appears to be doing very well. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, stand for 5 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 125 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and is on no medication for pain. His physician is Dr. Nato and Dr. Reddy. He is going to the gym every day to work out and is able to lift 125 pounds above his head. He also enjoys playing video games. His daily activities include going to school every day, studying, and watching TV, and working out in the gym. Family history. The father is 66 and in good health. He has recently been diagnosed with a brain tumor and does have hypertension and diabetes. The mother is 48 and in good health except for hypertension. Medications, none. Medical problems. History of a spastic legs with boot placement in the past. Mild right upper and lower spastic hemiplegic cerebral palsy, which is very mild and appears to be resolving. Gastroesophageal reflux disease, resolved. Chronic gastritis with bleeding, resolved. Myopia, corrected. Gastritis, resolved. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but it did have one seizure in 2023, which is questionable at this time. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit weight 189 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 131 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 29.5, general. This is a 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant appeared to be very content and happy and was very cooperative. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/15. Could you please drop down to the functional capacity on the last page? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild right hemiparesis, which appears to be resolving of the right upper extremity. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. At plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and does have some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitation in his workplace environment at this time except for myopia. Probable diagnoses: spastic hemiplegic cerebral palsy, dash mild normal physical exam. Number 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease with bleeding / chronic gastritis, dash resolved. Number 3, decreased vision secondary to myopia, which has been corrected with glasses. The claimant is able to see well with glasses on. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Luis Montezuma.